Lovely City, starring Leila Ruas as Sahira, Jimmy Akinbolu as Malik, Adam Astell as Dan, and Harry Dillon as Michael. Throw in the Towel by Sean Cook. Previously.
As clinical skills lead, we are proposing Mr. Dan Hamilton.
And Mr. Antoine Malik.
Maybe this isn't just professional tension. Maybe it's physical, biological.
If I were looking for a relationship, you would quite possibly be the very last man on the entire planet.
Okay.
I would, however, accept an invitation for a drink.
Well done, Miss Shah.
What is it about my wife that you couldn't bear to let her go?
As a matter of fact, I was entirely ready to let her go. But there were others who... Mr. Douglas was particularly insistent, I remember.
Get our negative ready. We need to do a CT scan of his head and chest.
He's struggling.
We need to intubate him. Raffi.
Oh, what happened to him?
Gang-related, according to the police.
How old is he?
15. He's hypoxic. Right, let's get a slot for the CT scans. We need to check the extent of the damage.
You won't mess in the boat.
Right, let's get this chest drain in. Sorry.
Go ahead.
As Dan breezes onto Keller, Malik drops a patient vial.
Damn it.
Someone's in desperate need of some sleep. Here, have a coffee.
Cheers. Very thoughtful of you.
Well, I just want to ensure there's no hard feelings if...
If what?
You know, if I scoop the prize today.
You think you've got this all sewn up, don't you?
Someone's doing their homework.
Yep. You can never be too prepared, my friend. You know, it's all changed with the curriculum now. They have whole new modules called patient communications. Can you believe that? We had just one lecture a year on that sort of stuff.
Sure, you're overthinking it a tad. Enjoy your coffee.
Good morning.
Somebody got out of bed on the right side?
Ah, well, yes, I tried something new today. Left side instead of right, and it has worked a treat so far. Found my car keys immediately, there was no traffic on the road, and there was no line for the coffee. Better than that, coffee actually tastes halfway decent. Try it. What?
What do you want,
Oh, right, I forgot that golden rule. Never trust a man who brings you coffee. What do you mean, what do I want? Having a great day, wanted to spread the joy.
Right. Thanks.
You're welcome. What?
Where's mine?
I only got two hands.
They do trays. Don't worry. I get it.
Get what?
Philippa sees Malik stifle a yawn.
Poor Mr. Malik looks exhausted.
The only thing that ever sat its way to success was a hen, Professor Pavlovsky.
Well, we can keep pretending all we like, but the reality is that he isn't really a serious contender.
And why do you presume that?
Well, he doesn't have the experience that Dan has, for starters. You know, I can't understand is why you're so insistent on backing him.
But I will wear my heart upon my sleeve for doors to peck at. You see, even after a year working alongside Mr. Hamilton, I still can't quite put my finger on who he is.
Prof? Mr. Hanson?
Mr. Hamilton. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a meeting to attend to. Did I inform you, by the way, that the University Board have asked me to sit in on the interviews? I look forward to hearing your presentation.
Dan looks unnerved.
Listen, don't let that worry you. I know every single member on that board, and deep down, they're a terribly conservative bunch. They're not going to go for somebody like Mr. Malik. Just not.
Alex is with Hanson.
You have a good team of people working for you. You should be very proud.
And Michael Spence?
The report will be in your inbox by this afternoon.
Well, 2 months in the making. I dare say I can wait another 2 hours. May I say, it has been a pleasure.
Likewise.
If only all my clinicians displayed the same level of dedication, discipline, and professional distance that you have.
That's me.
Dan approaches a bed.
Obi, how are we doing?
Good.
Obi's hoping to dance the lead in a ballet.
Hence the jumpy-turny thing you were doing.
Pirouette en l'air.
That's the one.
It's been my lifelong ambition to dance in Carpalia.
Well, let's hope that the reductions fix the dislocation. How's the pain, Obi?
I am brave.
Now, brave is good, but I also need to know if you're feeling any pain.
A little.
But less than before?
Yes, much less.
Well, the swelling's not gone down as much as I'd have liked. There's a slim chance you may have a fracture. But we'll see what the x-ray shows up. Hopefully, we'll have you up and pirouetting again in no time.
I hope so.
I'll come back once I have your results.
Dan heads to the nurse's station and takes a quick look round before turning Malik's laptop computer so he can read the curriculum mission. Malik approaches with a smile.
Interesting.
Dan heads, feigning disinterest. Hansen steps out of a lift, just as Ray is making his way in.
Look, I was thinking I may have overstepped the mark a little the other day. I was a bit confrontational, and I shouldn't have been. Right, so, Sahira. I shouldn't have gone into battle on her behalf. It's not my place.
Very well.
Hansen swans off, looking completely amazed. Alex's report on Michael minimizes the file to the office.
Hey, you mentioned yesterday you had a lot of paperwork to catch up on today. I can help you out if you like.
That's okay.
You sure? I'll just email some stuff over.
It's fine.
All right. As long as it's not urgent.
Well, it's urgent, but it's nothing you can... Look, I have something to tell you. Today's my last day.
What?
Well, I was always just here temporarily.
Temporarily?
Yeah, Hansen wanted me to implement the new systems. That's done, so now I'm no longer needed.
Right. Okay, wow.
Let's get to it.
That's why a date with my wife is near impossible to pull off. Saving people's lives is always going to trump dinner out, no matter how classy the restaurant.
Ruffy.
Just messing about. Come on.
Oh, I think that's my cue.
Greg heads out of the room.
You shouldn't do that.
What?
In front of Greg.
He's all right?
No, it... You make...
Makes him what?
It would make anyone uncomfortable. Anyway, I am trying to stick to my contracted hours.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Sahira, Hansen wants to see us.
She heads off with Greg.
Sorry about Rafi in there going on about our social life.
Oh, you're all right. Just wants to spend more time with you. Understandable.
Yeah, it's just a small issue of Hansen.
Always the small issue of Hansen.
Gonna have to be a bit more understanding.
Because he's good at that, being understanding. Especially when it comes to you.
Alex approaches Michael on the ward.
Michael, I'm sorry I didn't say anything earlier.
Ah, it's fine. Look, like you said, your job here is done. And now that we're not going to be colleagues, it is the perfect opportunity to get you that drink.
No!
Please,
Alex. Go away! Go away! Leave me!
I just need to take...
It's okay. It's okay, calm down now. Calm down.
I'm trying to take the blood pressure.
The nurse needs to take your blood pressure?
No. And we need to run a few more tests.
Maggie, we need to find out what's causing the stomach pains.
No.
Please.
Go away, please. Leave me alone.
Okay, all right, I'll take over from here. You can go finish your paperwork.
It's kind of complicated.
Okay. Maggie, my name is Michael Spence. I'm going to take over from Miss Broadhurst. Now, do you mind if I felt your stomach to find out where the pain is?
No. No, I don't want you to come anywhere near me. I don't trust you. Go away!
Michael.
Excuse me.
Schizophrenia, and she suffers from paranoid delusions. Admitted with severe stomach cramps, her care is in A&E.
Why?
Car accident on the way, nothing serious, but the care is being checked out. So we have to handle Maggie on our own, for now anyway.
Okay, so she needs tests?
She needs tests and...
All right, I'll handle it.
What has he witnessed?
Hey, it's fine. And you haven't answered my question.
What question's that?
You gonna let me take you out for a farewell platonic drink?
Is that a kind of cocktail?
No!
Oh, so it's the whole team. What fun.
A little unusual for us all to be summoned to the headmaster's office.
So, what do you think it's going to be on the back or a slap on the wrist for us?
Well, I haven't been a naughty girl. Have you?
Ah, good. Please, come in.
Jack, Sahira and Greg file into Hanson's office.
So, the cardiac trauma unit has once again come under scrutiny by the board.
I thought we'd already earned our stripes.
There's no denying that it's doing well and that you, Miss Shah, have done an excellent job in building it up. However, it is essentially an expensive luxury, which means that from time to time the board are going to want to evaluate its worth.
But like you said, it's doing well, so there's nothing to worry about, is there?
Even the most proficiently run department can be improved upon. So, to ensure that CT operates to its full potential, I've decided to redistribute the workload.
Redistribute the workload? What does that entail?
It entails you, Miss Naylor, being more hands-on, and you, Mr. Douglas, stepping up and taking on more of the load.
So I'll be sidelined, is that what you're saying?
You can focus on your electives and provide some cover on the ward, and that way you get to go home on time of an evening.
Why are you doing this?
You've repeatedly expressed concerns about your workload. They've been noted.
And when does this become official?
Effective immediately, please. As of today, you'll be in the passenger seat.
Hanson opens the door.
Thank you.
Jack gives Hanson a smug look as she heads out. Obi.
I am blessed in so many ways. Dancing is what I was born to do. I know it will all be okay. But your face, Doctor, it has a crease, just there. You worry?
No, no, it's just a wrinkle. But your x-ray does show that you've sustained a fracture.
Fracture?
I'm hoping it won't be necessary to operate.
Operate?
Chantel, could you see if Mr. Malik's free, please?
Sahira pauses in the corridor and allows Greg and Jack to move on ahead of her. She returns to Hanson's office looking furious.
I built CTU from scratch and you just stab me in the back and take it away.
No, like I said, I'm just redistributing.
Redistributing?
I'm simply doing what I think is best for the department.
If you would just compromise on a few things...
This is a hospital. There can't be any compromises. There are people's lives at stake. Now, Miss Naylor doesn't have the same considerations as you, and that is why I decided ultimately she would be the better fit.
Yes. Yeah, and she's going to love that, isn't she? Absolute power.
I'm only giving you what you wanted, Miss Shah.
They stare at each other. Then Sahira marches out. Maggie.
I don't trust you.
Why don't you trust me?
Well, how do I know you are who you say you are?
Maggie, I need to examine you so I can help you.
No.
Is everything okay?
Michael steps aside with Alex.
We might have to look at getting permission to sedate her.
No, that's a whole mountain of paperwork.
We may have no other choice.
Hey, I got this one. Don't worry. Trust me.
Alex moves off.
So she's leaving. It's a bit out of the blue. Must have come as a bit of a shock.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Funny she didn't say anything.
I don't know, it's just her style, I guess.
How do you feel about it?
What about her leaving? It's no skin off my nose. It's controlling, pedantic, no sense of humor.
Chrissy looks incredulous. Sahira's gazing at her CTU scrubs when Greg knocks on the locker room door.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure?
Look at this, because I wouldn't toe the line.
I think I'm up for the challenge. The vote of confidence.
No, it's not what I meant, sorry.
Don't worry. Hey, just doing a canteen run. Anybody want anything? No, thanks.
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, how did the meeting with Hanson go?
He's taking me off CTU.
Taking you off? Why?
I don't know. Who knows with Hanson?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Malik's asleep in a locker room. Oh,
sorry, Mr. Malik.
It's all right. Just thought I'd do one of those 5-minute power naps you read about. How long have I been gone?
Only about 10 minutes, not long.
Wow. Okay. They work. Hey, I feel good.
Mr. Hamilton's looking for you. He wants you to look at a patient.
Right.
Been working really hard lately.
Sure have.
What is a clinical skills teacher?
Someone who teaches new students here at Holby.
Ah, oh, you'd be great at that.
You think?
Yeah, they'll love you. You nervous?
Please. All right, between me and you, just a little bit.
Interviews always make my tummy go funny. But Mum always said, whenever you're nervous in those situations, always pitch your interviewers naked. I don't. I pitch them in polka-dot bikinis. You don't want to see the bits, do you?
I'm not sure about that idea, Shadows. Mr. Hansen's on the board, and I don't think I want to picture him.
Jack to Sahira.
So, did he give you an explanation?
What?
The real reason you've been sidelined.
Oh, he said it's because you have no partner, no children, no life outside of Holby.
Oh. So, win-win, eh? I get to work on some kick-ass cases while you get to go home with hubby and watch EastEnders.
So, the boy who was beaten up?
Oh, Anthony Camacho.
Social services will send someone in later.
My family?
His mother's got terminal cancer. She's in a respite home, apparently. His father's nowhere to be found.
So you've been looking after him?
His uncle and his older brother.
And where are they?
Social services haven't been happy with the arrangement for a while. His uncle's an alcoholic, while his brother's involved with a gang.
Poor kid. Nobody deserves a beating like that.
Yeah. So he just needs ops.
I'm sorry how it sounded earlier. I couldn't have handled CTU without you.
Rafi has overheard them.
Well, I just got off the phone with Jane, your care. They need to run a few more tests, but she's gonna be okay. She is worried about you, though. Also, she rang your daughter, Annie, who is on her way up from Plymouth to see you. You'd be happy to see Annie?
Yeah. She studied medicine, too. Well, veterinary medicine.
You must be very proud of her.
Oh, I am. She's beautiful and smart. It's just... I'm not sure I want her to see me like this.
Well, she's concerned about you. And I'm sure she would like to see a smile on your face when she gets here. She certainly wouldn't like to see you in any pain, would she?
No, she doesn't like to see me upset.
Well, maybe you'd let me try and find out what's wrong. Perhaps I can help you with the pain.
She nods.
Okay.
He pulls the curtain round.
Never fails.
What's that?
The Michael Spencer. No way.
Alex looks intrigued. Rafi's with Anthony when Sahira comes.
I've extubated 5 milligrams of morphine.
Sure.
Might need to extubate depending on his pain levels.
Okay.
So did Hansen say why?
But to redistribute the workload.
Okay, but didn't say why suddenly now.
Malik's examining Obi.
There's a possibility of traumatic arterial involvement in the fracture.
Do a CT angiogram.
It feels fine.
Really? No numbness, no pins and needles. Right, well, you see the colour of the sole of your foot, how pale it is. That tells me you're lying.
Mr. Malik?
What? Chantel mentioned he's got some dance audition coming up.
Yes.
So the case is closed. Chantel, do an angiogram.
I don't need one. I'm okay.
No, you're not. You're in denial and you're playing down your symptoms. Do you ever want to dance again?
Malik stalks off and Dan follows him.
Malik, is that necessary?
Lesson number one, always assume that your patient is lying until you can prove otherwise.
And the NHS doesn't have a bad enough reputation as it is when it comes to public relations. Interesting theory, though.
That's one of mine, actually.
And you're hoping to instill a similar sense of cynicism in the students that will be taught here, are you?
Always assuming that your patient's lying means that you will do everything in your power to prove otherwise.
Well, I'm sure the Care Quality Commission will be very interested in your staff's approach to patient care.
Look. Apologies for my bedside manner. I'm a little...
Tired?
It's not us apologising to. It's Obi.
Hansen arches an eyebrow and gives Malik a nod.
Hello again there, Obi. Sorry about my tone before. I'm just a little concerned about your foot. Can you please tell me if there's any numbness or pins and needles?
No.
Seriously?
My foot feels a little cold.
Thanks. Right. We're going to have to do a scan.
Malik looks across at Dan, who seems subdued.
Well, perhaps Mr. Malik was right after all.
Philippa is put out, and Dan looks agitated. Zahira is with Anthony when he suddenly wakes.
Hey, it's okay. Okay. Okay? No one's gonna hurt you here, I promise.
His head sink back onto the pillow.
Is that what your friends call you? What do your friends call you? Okay. And it is. And is there anyone you'd like me to call for you? A friend, maybe? Your mum?
No. I don't want her to know I'm here.
But she's your mum.
No, it'll get her upset. She couldn't handle it. Though I don't want her to know what's going on. She knew it well.
And who hurt you? Do you want to talk to the police about
it? No. Hey. I don't want to talk to the police. No.
They want to help you. They want to find out who did this to you. Okay. But... And if you're in trouble, you can talk to me. Whatever you tell me is... It's confidential, just so you know.
Nothing you can do anyway.
Michael stops a patient before she bites into an apple.
No. You were mail by mail.
Hey, I've been wanting to ask you, now that you're leaving.
Yeah?
So who else is in the running for the job, apart from... Come on, clearly I am the obvious choice.
Is that so?
Is there? Why you put a word in for me?
You knew I was leaving, didn't you?
What?
That's why you've been so OTT this morning. The coffee, the concern about my workload. Surprised you haven't put an apple on my desk.
Michael smiles to himself, then takes the apple from the bowl on his nil-by-mouth patient's bedside.
I'll take that.
He heads into the office. As he puts the apple on Alex's desk, he nudges her mouse, causing a document to appear on screen. Michael sees that it's a report on him, and the first line reads, "He is impetuous, like a child with attention deficit disorder." Rafi.
How's our boy doing?
He's asleep. Last thing, he's even scared of the police.
That's probably because he's got something to hide.
I like the way you always see the good in people.
Love the way you always get personally involved when you shouldn't.
It's a curious thing, a heart specialist who doesn't have a heart.
I have a heart. It's the muscle that pumps the body.
So I hear congratulations are in order.
Yeah. Not wanting any fanfare, though, under the circumstances. I think it'd be in poor taste.
No, it's fine. I bit off more than I could chew anyway. Hansel was right to give it to you.
Great, so it's all amicable then?
Yes.
Well, if you could just enter this patient's details into the database while you're there, that would be a great help. Free me up to do the important stuff.
Rafi shakes his head, but Zahira meekly follows orders.
Something I have to tell you.
What?
I was worried about you, how much you were working, and seeing with my own eyes how Hansen treats you, the whole puppet on a string thing, and it finally got to me, and so I confronted him the other day.
What did you say to him?
Just that, basically what I just said.
CTU?
What, the whole puppet on a string thing?
I'm sorry, I was angry.
What did he say to you?
Gunshot victim on the way up.
Hey.
I have to go.
I don't need you fighting my battles.
She joins Greg.
Thought you were in the passenger seat today.
Do you want my help or not?
Bled out, male. Gunshot wound to the chest. He's tachycardic.
Conahead, get there to one prep.
Let's get some O negative ready. Let's open him up, see where this bullet is.
Chantel.
Oh, very smart, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes, I have my interview.
Cufflinks and all. I love a nice pair of cufflinks. Really make a suit look extra smart.
Well, they're my grandfather's, sort of a good luck charm.
Aww.
I know things can be tough.
We're still waiting on the results of the CT angiogram, aren't we?
Yes, I was just... We were just having a chat. I was just letting young Obi here know that I'm not really a big bad wolf, that behind the wolf's clothing is a sheep.
I'm sorry for my brave face. I was wrong.
Sometimes we need to be honest, especially when we're in pain.
I've worked very hard my whole life, practicing every day.
Well, let's not jump to any conclusions before we've had the test results.
If I can't make it as a dancer, I'll have to go back to Kenya. My father would be happy to see me like this.
Come on, Obi, man. You've already proved that you're not following your father's rule book. The fact that you saved all that money, came all the way to the UK, you should be proud of yourself.
We'll be back as soon as we've got the test results.
Malik heads off with Dan.
Thinking perhaps a lead clinical skills teacher needs an agreeable bedside manner after all?
He's a sweet kid. He's obviously worked really hard. I felt bad. So, off to your interview. Feeling prepared?
As I'll ever be.
Well, may the best man win. Good luck.
Thanks.
Got Maggie's test results. Peptic ulcer. No wonder she was experiencing so much discomfort.
Right.
Well, I've got a slot free this afternoon, unless you wanted to do the operation.
No, it's all right.
I just thought because you managed to gain her trust.
No, it's all right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just out of favors.
What does that mean?
I saw your report to Hansen.
How dare you read my...
He's impetuous, like a child with an attention deficit disorder, and it concerns me how he flits from one discipline to another. You know, I've always treated you with respect since you've been here.
It's not entirely true, actually.
So, this report, is that the only reason Hansen brought you here? Keep an eye on me? Oh, we're building something here.
Michael.
In theatre.
But it's lodged in the pulmonary artery.
So pupillary bleeds out?
Yeah.
And if we don't?
Well, it's stuff and blood getting to other parts of the body.
Damned if we do and damned if we don't. So?
So? So we pull it.
In his private room, Ant tries to reach for a rucksack on a visitor chair, but it's just a little too far away. He starts pulling out the various tubes and wires attached to his body.
Count to three. One, two, three.
And not doing quite as okay. BP is falling. BP falling rapidly.
Ant gets up out of his bed, then drags out the chest drain that's been inserted into him.
Oh! Second time we worked together, remember the knife wound? The thing you did with the...
The catheter. Give me the Foley catheter.
Thank you.
We need 4 units of O-negative blood to be pushed through when I give the nod.
As an armed police officer paces the ward, Jack sees the light for bed 7 flashing on a board.
Where's Miss Shaw?
No, sorry.
Jack finds Ant writhing in agony on the floor. Greg and Sahira are still working on the gunshot victim.
Sats are dropping.
Thoropoline.
There's no output.
She's on it.
Sahira puts in a stitch.
You're doing brilliantly.
Push the blood through.
It's stabilising. BP is rising. Well done.
You too.
They share an intimate look.
All of us, well done to all of us. It's a team effort.
So, you'll be doing the operation?
No. Well, it won't actually be me carrying out the procedure. No, Maggie, it's okay. It's going to be Miss Broadhurst.
Well, why? Why can't you?
Well, it's a very simple procedure, and Miss Broadhurst is a very good surgeon.
Why can't you do it?
As Mr. Spence said, it's a simple procedure, so there's nothing to worry about.
But I still don't understand.
You've been ill by mouth for the last few hours anyway, so we'll be good to go shortly. I'll be back to collect you soon.
Meg, it's going to be all right. It's okay. You can trust her.
Sahira's just come out of surgery.
Miss Shah, the boy you just operated on?
Yes, he's in stable condition.
Thought I gave you clear instructions to take a back seat today.
Sorry?
I asked you to concentrate on your electives today.
Well, the phone went, I was there. What was I to do?
Call on your superior, perhaps? It seems fairly obvious.
Well, it was actually Greg that took the call.
Well, then either Greg or you should have paged me.
See, in failing to follow the correct protocol...
Protocol? There was no time.
In failing to follow the correct protocol, you neglected your patient. He's a very vulnerable young man.
What's happened?
Anthony had collapsed on the floor. He pulled his chest drain out. Whatever reason, he was trying to leg it.
Well, I ordered 15-minute obs. Did you want me to sit by his bedside?
It's not the fact you left the bedside, it's that you didn't return.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Excuse me.
Sahira follows Hansen.
I know what this is about. Rafi came to see you.
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. He told me everything. So this is my punishment. You think you can treat me like an errant child? Not this time.
She marches off along the corridor. Michael heads into an office and puts a drink and a pre-packed sandwich down on his desk before taking a seat. Alex comes in a moment later.
If you're going to read anything, you might as well read what's actually been submitted. The one you were reading I wrote a while ago, before... Anyway.
She walks out. It's Dan's interview.
What the university board members wanted to get a sense of today is who their students would be working with on a day-to-day basis. You know, what their experience is, etc. And, well, from what you've told us, it's obvious that you are definitely more than qualified for this role. So thank you very much for coming to see us.
Well, thank you for seeing me. As I said, I see this as a fantastic opportunity to not only share my love and enthusiasm for the profession, but to also help shape and develop Holby as a centre for education.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton.
Oh, before you go, Mr. Hamilton, forgive me. There's no doubting your experience, and it seems clear that you'd make an excellent role model. I'm just wondering if you're aware how much actual work is involved in being a clinical skills teacher.
Of course.
How much do you know about the current curriculum, for instance?
Well, from all the research I've done, I know that it's completely changed since I was a student. There are now whole modules called patient communications, can you believe it? We just had one lecture a year on that sort of thing when I was there.
Very well. Oh, and finally, what do you think sets you apart from the other candidates?
My professionalism? My experience?
No, I mean, what is unique about you as a candidate? What makes you the man for the job? Your openness, your honesty. I mean, what is it about Mr. Hamilton that will inspire?
My professionalism?
I think you've already mentioned your professionalism, Mr. Hamilton.
My level-headedness, one thing. I think I have great people skills with patients, colleagues. I have an impeccable track record. I'm not as volatile as some of the other candidates. There are no marks against my name.
Why did you get out of bed? And why did you pull off your chest drain? Why were you trying to leave? I'm trying to help you.
Can't help me.
There's always a solution.
Nah, not always.
Where were you running to?
Just away.
But just anywhere?
Don't know. Just away. Away from everyone. Everything.
Were you scared that the people who hurt you would come after you, that they'd find you here? Who hurt you?
Please, Aunt.
These guys I've been hanging around with, they get me to do stuff for them for money. Stealing. That drug stuff. But I didn't want to do it anymore. It doesn't work that way.
If they're making you do things that you don't need, you need to speak to the police. They can help you, whatever it is.
I don't get it.
I want to talk to you at some point. I want to question you. Just tell them what you did.
I'm tired.
All right. Get some rest. You'll be okay.
Ant closes his eyes, but the moment Sahira has walked away, he opens them again. He gazes at the backpack on the chair, then pulls the tube away from beneath his nose and starts yanking off the wires attached to his chest. Philippa catches up with Dan.
You did fantastically in there.
Really?
Yes, you were great.
I floundered a bit around the whole curriculum thing.
You picked yourself up and finished like a trooper.
I don't know, I feel a bit...
Don't be so hard on yourself. By the way, Malik, it's obviously him you were referring to in there. Care to elaborate a little?
No, I shouldn't.
Well, if he has a reputation, it's important that I know.
He has anger issues.
Any actual incidents I should know about?
Well, it's why he was transferred here in the first place.
Dan looks uncomfortable. Having got out of bed, Ant wheels his drip stand over to the chair. He grabs the backpack, then starts making his way painfully over to a surgical waste bin against the wall. Rafi's following Sahira.
Sorry. It was wrong of me to interfere. Sahi.
What were you thinking? That you'd have a chat with Hanson and between you, you'd come to some arrangement about my work hours. How dare you?
Jack.
Stormtroopers are a bit disconcerting.
Sorry.
The gunshot victim, Billy Townsend. All yours.
The alarm for bed 7.
My patient.
Ant's just transferring a gun from his bag to the bin when Sahira comes in.
Hey, what's going on?
He turns the gun on her.
Operate? So, I want to make the audition.
No, not this time.
Next time. I'll dance again.
I'm afraid we can't make any guarantees.
Obi. You're in the best possible hands here. Me and him? We're the A-team.
Dan looks guilt-stricken.
I better be going.
They move away from Obi's bedside.
Good luck.
I know you don't mean that.
Sahira cautiously walks towards Ant.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, what the hell?
You're very ill, Ant. You need to get back into bed.
No, I need to go! And don't come any closer.
So.
I want to help you, Ant. I'm just trying to help you.
Let me pass.
What do you want to run away from? Talk to me.
I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to what?
I was defending myself. He was going to kill me.
Who?
I just wanted to stop. To leave. I didn't want to be involved anymore, but they wouldn't let me leave!
Leave what?
And I was just defending myself. I know they think it's all my fault. I know that's why they're here. The police! Didn't mean to shoot.
Billy.
It was an accident.
Ant.
Sahira.
Get back! Get back!
Greg has stepped in front of Sahira.
Give me the gun, Ant.
Ant's hand is shaking and his face twitches with tension. Greg slowly reaches out for the gun. And Ant immediately sags, then bends over his chest.
Maggie! No!
It's okay. No. Okay, calm down. Maggie, the niece is going to give you something, all right? To put you to sleep.
No! Annie!
Annie!
I don't want to see Annie!
I'm sorry, Annie, is that what
Annie, wish!
Maggie, I don't know who
Michael knows. Michael called it for
I'm
me.
Sorry. We're going to have to proceed with the operation. We only have a limited amount of time.
Don't come near me!
Get Mr. Spencer here now.
Okay,
Maggie.
So, I was pretty surprised to learn that some universities no longer use cadavers for dissection and that your university are considering using virtual computer software or plastic dummy bodies. Well, I think that's a mistake. Students need first-hand of the human body. Simulate that.
Your openness and honesty are admirable, Mr. Malik. I'm just curious, would you encourage such frankness in your students?
Absolutely. Frankness and individualism should always be encouraged.
But when individualism becomes insubordination, then what?
While I would certainly encourage free thinking, students have to also be aware that there are rules and guidelines, right, as their superior.
So you wouldn't encourage insubordination?
Well,
for instance, if a student were to...
Is it really necessary to hypothesize in this way?
I think so, yes. I'm just trying to gauge how Mr. Malik would react to being challenged by one of his students.
I'm sorry, but I don't see how relevant it is.
I think it's extremely relevant if Mr. Malik has anger issues.
Now, that's overstating the case somewhat.
I've struggled in the past and I've made mistakes, but hand on heart, learn from those mistakes. Honestly, I think that's what would make me the best teacher. There'll be no gloss, no sugarcoating. Being a doctor can be hard. Long hours, no life, irritating patients, dying patients. And sometimes you can find yourself elbow deep in vomit and blood. And what makes it all worth it is that you can also help people and sometimes save people's lives. What makes me a good role model? What you see is what you get.
Philippa gives the other members of the panel a tight-lipped look. Now Malik is striding angrily along a corridor. He barges in on...
Thought you were tight with them as it was. Thought they were your people. So why the need for the dates, eh?
Malik walks out again. Greg gives a short distraught.
Okay.
Fine.
So let's get you home.
No, I can't go home.
Why?
Because I have patients.
See you after what you
have.
She walks away, and Raffi looks exasperated.
It seems I have you just saved.
I'd have done it for anyone.
Yeah.
The two men share a lingering look, then Raffi moves away. Michael comes into theatre.
Maggie, everything's fine. It's okay.
Michael?
Yeah, it's Michael.
Where's Annie? I thought she'd be here by now.
She's gonna be here as soon as you wake up.
I don't want them to. Yeah.
Nobody's gonna hurt you.
I don't like her. She's not friendly, not like you.
You're right. She is not the friendliest of people. But if I were going to have an operation, I'd
Really?
Really? I'll let you in on a little secret. Like you, I was pretty wary of her at first. Her complete lack of charm puts people off, but she really knows her stuff. Charisma, 0 points. But ability, 10 points. Now remember, we want you smiling when Annie gets here, right? So what do you say? We good to go?
Maggie nods. Dan comes to the nurse's station in Keller and ignores the ringing phone.
It's all right, mate. I'll grab it myself. Hello?
Philippa nods to Dan.
It's going to backfire on them, mark my words.
What? They chose Malik?
They're just falling over themselves to be seen as forward-thinking.
Brilliant! Well, that's brilliant. Thank you, Mr. Hanson. Thank you so much. Sorry. See you
Listen,
soon.
Listen, I've been thinking. Your talents are clearly not appreciated. There are opportunities out there, you know, and I'm very well connected.
Opportunities? What do you mean?
Outside Holby. Look, let's meet later on for a drink and discuss, shall we?
Dan forces a smile, but when she's gone, he knocks his head back against the wall. Hanson to Greg.
Miss Shah's giving her statement to the police, have you?
Yeah, already done.
And the boy?
I'm on my way in to see him. He should be okay to talk.
Miss Shah, is she...
Just a little shaken, but determined to finish her shift.
And you?
Yeah, fine.
Hanson gives him a slight nod. Greg heads into Ant's room.
Where's the other doctor?
I'll be taking over from here.
Please. Tell her I'm sorry, okay? Tell her I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I wasn't gonna hurt her. I didn't know what to do. I'm sorry.
Okay, you need to calm down.
Sahira's having a moment to herself in a locker room. Rafi comes in and shuts the door behind him.
I'm just waiting for Ant's scan. It's probably ready.
There's something else that Hanson said. He said that the reason you has nothing to do with him. Yeah. He inferred the reason you're here all the time is because there's something going on between you and Greg.
Do we have to discuss this now?
So...
There is nothing going on. It's a game he plays. It's what he wants you to think.
Wish I could believe that. I know you. Has something happened between you and Greg Douglas? Where are you going?
Both been paged.
What happened?
His BP plummeted suddenly.
Scans?
The chest scans are fine. I've tried inotropes and adrenaline to try and balance blood pressure, but nothing's working. We need to rule out tamponade or further complications.
Philly crashed in HDU, we don't know why. He's going into crisis, Sahira.
Whoa, I need it with me.
No, sorry.
I don't even know why he's crashed. The scans aren't showing it. With me.
Fine, I can do without you for now.
So, hey. Commiserations. I know how much you wanted the job.
Well, I've been giving it some thought and... There's a lot of extra work involved. Plan official exams, help plan the curriculum. I think I'd rather just concentrate on my clinical commitments.
Great, so it's all amicable then?
Yeah, I'm really happy for you. Congratulations.
You know, maybe they chose me because they could see that I didn't need to resort to any underhand tactics. Okay, blood is all flowing fine, so it's over to you. Fingers crossed. It all works out for him, right?
Hey, just to let you know, Maggie's daughter is here.
Okay, look. I feel like a complete...
Malicious, devious, treacherous.
All right, all right.
No, it's all right. You were just doing the job you were brought here to do. It's all about the work, right?
So the report...
I'm going to... choose to believe that it wasn't a complete character assassination. Besides, I know there are a few things you like about me. Hey, It's all right. Don't have to get all gushy. I'll spare you.
What you said about that to get Maggie into theatre?
I was just getting you. You sure you want to reconsider? Stick around?
What, do you out of a job?
Hey, this hospital is big enough for the both of us.
Zahira and Greg are in theatre.
Dithermy?
Greg checks out the stats monitor, then gives Zahira a concerned look.
You okay?
Forceps.
BP increasing fast.
Where is this bleed? I can't find this bleed.
You must have missed something somewhere else.
No, the CT scan didn't show anything.
Pupils fixed and dilated.
He's coning.
The bleed is on the brain.
He got out of the bed, he collapsed, he must have hit his head. Okay, we need to perform an emergency craniotomy.
Get a neurosurgeon down
here. No, we don't have time.
We don't even know where it is.
If he has a subdural hematoma, we need to relieve the pressure on his brain right now, or he will die.
Paddles. So, I can audition for Coppelia?
In time, yes.
I am so blessed. Thank you.
It's going to need some time to heal, okay?
Coppelia can wait until I'm ready. I'll try again next year. In the meantime, I can clean, I can wash dishes, I can pick strawberries, anything, but there is no going back. Eh?
That's the spirit.
I am so happy. I am so grateful. Hug. Come on, eh?
Gives. But Dan looks distinctly on. In theatre.
And again, clear. Come on, come on, you can't go. No! Come on! Right, charge 20. Clear.
He's not responding. I think we've done all we can. Let's just call it.
Zahira closes her eyes.
Time of death, 21:43.
Hansen is walking with Alex.
Thank you very much for the report. It made for interesting reading.
I tried not to make it too dry.
Well, it's full of surprises.
He's worthy of a fresh start, Mr. Hansen. Whatever that special touch is, he's got it, if you could just trust him again.
I hope you enjoyed your time with us.
I did.
And where are you off to next?
Wherever I'm needed.
Au revoir.
Michael shakes hands with Maggie's daughter, Annie, before joining Chrissy.
So she's smiling.
Indeed she is.
And you deserve some of the credit for that.
Well, Alex did the procedure.
Talking of which, she wouldn't leave without saying goodbye, would she?
Why?
Because I've just seen her leave.
Really?
Malik gives Dan a cufflink.
Hey, found this. Yours, isn't it?
There it is. Look good it is to me now.
What do you mean?
Oh, it was a good luck charm. I was wearing it, and then I realized. Anyway, doesn't matter now.
Look, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't chuffed about scooping a big prize today, but...
Yeah. Yeah, no hard feelings and all that.
Well, you'll probably say no to this, but I'm heading down to Albus for a drink if you want to come. Forget about it.
Congratulations. Not the most obvious choice, in my opinion, but... Ready?
Dan looks torn.
I'm going to go for a drink with Malik. Celebrate his win.
Philippa looks rather surprised, as does Malik. She nods and walks away. Sahira's looking overwhelmed in the holding area between the operating theatres when Greg comes out to join her.
Hey, you did everything you could.
No, we hesitated. We shouldn't have hesitated.
It was only a matter of seconds.
Which is everything in a life and situation. If you hadn't have questioned my judgment...
Okay. You've had a rough day.
No, this is your fault. All of it!
Greg looks wounded, then turns and walks away.
We lost him.
What?
It was just one of those things. There was a tear deep within the spleen. Scans missed it.
Zahira looks devastated.
Rafi.
He turns to her.
Going home to be with the boys. When you can be bothered to leave here, you come and tell me exactly what's been going on.
He walks away, and tears glisten in Zahira's eyes. Michael comes out of the hospital.
Hey! So I guess you're not a fan of goodbyes, then?
I'm not very good at them, no.
He nods.
So?
So?
What'd you say to Hanson?
I gave you the report.
I don't want to hear it from you.
I said you were vain, arrogant, prone to delusions of grandeur, had the patience of a small child. Well,
besides all the good stuff.
Well, besides all the good stuff, I said something along the lines of, you're the best lead he could hope for.
Michael looks approving.
Come on, let me get you that drink.
Let's quit while we're ahead.
Oh, come on.
She gets into a black cab, which pulls away, leaving Michael wearing a good-natured but rueful smile. Zahira's looking drained, standing beside Ant's empty bed when Greg comes in.
Hey.
She sits down, looking exhausted.
Both.
I'm so sorry.
He sits down as well, then tentatively puts his arm around her.
It's nobody's fault.
Rafi walks in on them.
Hey, she's just a little bit upset.
Rafi punches Greg, then Hanson walks in.
What on earth's going on here?
Zahira walks out.
Ms. Shah? Ms. Shah?